Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I'm good. Cold?
Cold.
Chilly.
It's a little bit chilly.
Warm.
Wee yay yay, it is winter time. but we're going to be travelling somewhere quite hot today on Travelling Tunes.
Yes, we're going to, well, the border, you know, it's a bit of a hot spot, isn't it, in the United States. It's northern Mexico, and it borders with Texas, Arizona, and California. And so there's a song in Mexican culture called corridos, which are ballads, but not in the way that we think of, like, slow love songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the old style of ballad where it's like long narrative stories about heroes and life, and the, you know, balladeers, you know, like in even in old Europe had them.
Mm-hmm.
But so they had this corridos in the Mexican Revolution in the early 20th century for news of battles, and you know, a lot of illiterate people was a way to pass on news. And so these were like waltzes and polkas, accordion bands.
Nice.
But what happened is when the drug trade started kicking up in the 70s and 80s, they invented narco corridos, which were about the big drug dealers.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is like, these are like sort of narrative ballads about the big, the big drug dealers.
I can't not think about the TV series.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is all,
just,
you know, this will really
to
link up with
what
that.
TV series?
This will...
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, right.
So Pablo Escobar.
I'm going to hit the first one, I
El
think.
El Chapo. Yeah, so have a listen. Of Mexican gangster rap.
A mí me gustan los corridos porque son los hechos reales de nuestro pueblo. Sí, a mí también me gustan porque en ellos se canta la pura verdad. Pues ponlos pues, órale, ahí va.
So he's saying these are songs about truth, these are songs about life.
Okay, the accordion I wasn't quite anticipating.
Weren't you?
So tubas, accordion, guns and cocaine.
So do you have any translations for the lyrics for this, Kirsten, or not?
Well, jefe del jefe is the big boss, the boss of the boss.
Okay.
The chief of the chief.
Is that the final round on a video game? And it's quite catchy. I'm sort of bopping my head along.
And you should see their outfits, phenomenal, sparkly outfits, cowboy hats, pointy shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the vibe, kind of cowboy vibe?
Yes, it's Mexican cowboy. And so these guys themselves, these are Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North. They're literally called Tigers by the immigration officers when they were little kids crossing the border.
Oh, wow.
And they started the genre.
Oh,
they started shifting in the 70s from, you know, just corridos about the past to doing them about the modern stuff. So now they sing about illegal immigration, narcotics. They're really into social justice. They do lots of performances, you know, on behalf of Mexican Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And they themselves were born in Sinaloa, which, if you watch the TV show, is one of the main drug areas.
So this is kind of like folk music in the sense that it's got that social justice aspect to it. It's got that, like, storytelling and contemporary life thing going on.
And that's kind of the problem with it, is people, you know, it's banned in some parts of Mexico because
really?
They think it's glorifying drugs. Just like gangster rap, when they're like, no, like you said, no, we're telling stories.
Yeah.
And this group, you know, they make sure that they never pose with weapons. They don't use offensive language. They respect women. They've even done a pro-queer song, and they've been recognized by GLAAD.
Oh, cool. Righteous.
So these guys have made 50 albums and sold over 30 million records.
50 albums?
Yeah.
They're really putting the hard yards in.
They won 7 Grammys and then 6 Latin Grammys. And they have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's so cool.
And they're known as the most important regional Mexican group, because there is, like, Latin music, which is the pop music, mm-hmm. or Mexican pop, but this is called a regional, or like, it's, you like you said, folk.
Yeah.
They recently just performed at the 50th anniversary of Johnny Cash, performing at Folsom Prison.
Really?
And they were the band chosen.
That's so interesting.
And they're the second band to Johnny Cash to record an album at Folsom Prison.
Wow, that's a really cool legacy.
I want to hear what
so this music is
Texas
so
thinking
important
about it. 5395, are you enjoying it? Have you heard it before? Are you familiar with the genre? I wasn't. Amelia wasn't. And that's sad. I mean, she knows everything. And she wasn't familiar, so that's saying something.
I love the contrast of, you know, the music to us outsiders sounds like so happy. But yet it's about this. And that band, so they'll play their bad songs that are banned in concerts and just pay the fine.
God, that is so good. Really great. I really appreciate that.
Someone's texted in and said this genre is referenced in an opening for Breaking Bad. It is. I remember that.
See, these are all TV shows that just pass me by.
They're I've all the, like, big drug cartel TV shows, essentially.
And as we know, you know, the
Great
United...
British Bake Off. That's the difference there.
The United States, you know, and their Mexican border is a huge issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a big issue in elections. And this is sort of capturing, these guys capture that life. You know, this an American life, right? This is how a lot of Americans are living. And the drug trade has been so bizarre in the way that it's been policed. You know, so corrupt. You know, fostered by the CIA. If you did watch Narcos, it shows how the CIA kind of supported the dealers because they were anti-communist and they were trying to stop communism in South America. So this song is about El Chapo. And this is how these songs go. It was written like the day after El Chapo escaped for the second time.
Oh, wow.
And so they just put it out. So this is 2015. And, you know, El Chapo just gets out with a beautiful haircut, luxury. You know, it's kind of a joke, this weird, bizarre.
Yeah.
And El Chapo, in his area, he's thought of as more of a Robin Hood. He's not always thought of a bad guy.
That's really interesting.
Put a lot of money into schools and local neighborhoods.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about that entire... I don't want to call it a scene, for lack of a better word.
That scene.
You know, but that, like, in Narcos, it's a lot. Well, I shouldn't base my whole
theory off Narcos.
Yeah, but it's the closest
but
that
I'm
you
like,
have.
That's
you
the
know?
Closest I have to knowing about this.
Well,
stuff,
it, is,
so.
It does tell you a lot, though, that, like, in the West, all of our references come through, like, a lot of television and a lot of, like, the Western media as well, which doesn't always portray it in a very... nuanced light, so you don't really get to hear the kind of like stories from the ground
okay,
of how
this,
it's affecting
people. Is this Region?
Lives. Yeah, we're listening to.
Is this Region del Bravo?
Del Bravo. This is. I'm gonna have a crack at this. El polvo y la marihuana.
Someone said they're
powder really, and marijuana.
That this has warmed their heart because they're missing their Cali days. Is that California?
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, this is called Powder and Marijuana. And, you know, as we all know, music is a great way to process trauma, tell stories. And, you know, one of the experts in it said, look, if you took away the song, we'd still have the war on drugs. You know,
this isn't
causing the drug trade.
No, it's just kind of saying it how they see it.
And, you know, these are people from, you know, poorer countries trying to make a living, and Americans will buy it. You know, all these spaces never talk about the market, the actual Americans buying it.
Yeah.
But they are like gangster rappers, and that sometimes, supposedly, they do get sponsored by drug barons to write songs, or not, or they'll get shot. But we've always liked outlaw songs, you know, outlaws.
That's true.
And some of these big guys like Chapo, you know, he skirted the law and evaded capture for so long.
I've got to say, on a slightly different note, speaking of the cowboy outfits, these guys have the best matching cowboy hats and white suits going on.
The white suit is very iconic, isn't it?
And the flared trousers with like the gold brocade down the side.
If you look at other photos of them as well, they have a beautiful collection of pink suits as well, which I really like.
Yeah, they really look good-looking band. So it's just so funny that it's party music, and apparently Mexico's really torn. You know, some people love it.
Yeah.
Some people think it's exploitative of, like, poor people. You know, it's like poverty porn.
Mm-hmm.
some people think, yeah, it's dangerous, glamorizing, you know. So it's just, but it's just huge selling, and you know, keeps going.
A little fanfare.
And so, Region del Bravo. Bravo is about the Rio Grande, the Rio Bravo, that big river that divides a big section of the of the state country line between the two countries. So you know that river life, and yeah. So enjoy your cartel music.
Well, it's certainly not something I've ever heard before, and really, really interesting history behind it as well. So thank you for that, Kirsten.
It's definitely a fun story.
Made me want to rewatch Narcos, I have to say.
Have you watched both of them, the Mexico one and the Colombia one?
No, I don't think I've seen both of them.
Yeah,
so I'll have to investigate
that. There's like three seasons each or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can get up to date on your drug dealers.
Hey, well, thank you very much for that one, Kirsten. What are you going to be bringing us next week?
Next week is funk.
Funk.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic. Well, have a lovely weekend, Kirsten, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Well. See ya. Okay. Adios.
Adios.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly